Hi, I'm Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield is on vacation this week. In place of his weekly commentary, we're bringing you an encore edition of our popular new feature, In Their Own Words. Sue Bird is in her 13th season as a point guard for the Seattle Storm, continuing one of the most decorated basketball careers in history. She's played on two New York State high school championship teams, two NCAA national championship teams, two WNBA title teams, and she is a three-time Olympic gold medalist. This spring, after her appearance at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, Only a Game's Doug Tribou sat down with Bird to talk about her life in basketball, the loss that still bothers her, and what she has to say to critics of the WNBA.
Sue Bird is 34 years old, grew up in Syosset, New York, and is not related to a certain NBA legend.
Larry Bird scored 60. It is the greatest shooting exhibition I've ever seen in my life. Larry Bird.
When I was a little kid, I mean like 6 years old, I would, you know, I don't want to say lie because I'm six, but I would tell people he was my uncle, absolutely. And I even wrote like a short story on it in kindergarten. I absolutely did. And how my uncle comes home and teaches me how to play basketball. A short story is very strong. I think I wrote it in crayon. Like I said, I was 5 or 6.
Sue Bird signed her first autograph after a scrimmage when she was 11 years old.
It actually was a St. John's game versus Connecticut. It was an intramural team. My friend's dad was the coach and got us to be the little halftime show. And we went out there and did our thing. And then afterwards, I believe it was a St. John's security guard. And he said, hey, he's like, you put your autograph right here. He's like, you know, you're going to be big someday. I want to be the first one to have your autograph. And I was like, all right, what's that? Like, I didn't even know how to do it, you know. And then, of course, I went home and practiced. Growing up as a kid, you know, 9, 10 years, I didn't think like, oh, I want to play professionally. I never said, there was no WNBA, obviously, but I never said, I want to be in the NBA, the first woman. No, that didn't really exist in my world. But, you know, I did see the Olympics. And for me, that was like the pinnacle, the highest. That's where I wanted to be, in somewhere in the back of my mind. My class was one of the first where we were choosing a college knowing there was a WNBA.
Bird chose UConn, and the most pivotal basketball moment of her entire career happened when she was a freshman.
So my first year, I played 8 games. In those 8 games, I was awful. But then I got hurt. I had to sit and live with those 8 games. And, you know, you're a kid, and I remember Street and Smith. I mean, I don't even know if Street and Smith still exists, to be honest. I'm out of touch a little bit with college basketball, but I remember Street and Smith had this, like, preseason kind of rundown of all the teams, and under Connecticut's it was, oh, they have all this talent. Oh, they have this. Oh, they have that. But, you know, do they have a point guard, question mark? And that was my cut out the article, hang it in my locker moment.
Bird for three. Just killer shots.
The dagger.
10 for Sue Bird.
My junior year, we lost in the semifinals of the Final Four. I could tell you pretty much play by play of what happened. To this day, it is a thorn in my side. My senior year, which was the next year, 2002, we went undefeated and won, blah, blah, blah. There was no way we weren't winning a national championship that year because of the year before. That motivated all of us. It propelled all of us. You learned from it. Those failures are going to happen. Yeah, you want to avoid it, but you know at some point it's going to happen, and it's how do you respond to it. So even if I have a bad game, or even in one particular game, if I'm having an off shooting night, being able to keep that confidence up to, even though I'm 0 for 10, but there's 2 seconds and the ball's in my hand and I got to make this, I can go 1 for 11.
Out for Bird. And there is the candidate for Rookie of the Year scoring.
Sue Bird, the first pick in the 2002 WNBA draft, was soon playing for her country and playing professionally in Russia.
It's as a female basketball player, there's a lot you got to juggle. You have your WNBA team you feel very loyal to. You have your overseas team where you do feel loyal, but they're also paying you a lot. And then you have your national team. There was a few years there where if we had 1 week off, A, I was thankful for it, but B, it felt like a lot because you just didn't get that much time. 1 week.
Bird is a two-time state high school champion, a two-time NCAA national champion, a two-time WNBA champ, and a three-time Olympic gold medalist. But she gets one question a lot.
What's better, college, WNBA, or the Olympics? And I can sit here and honestly say, I don't know. But I can also sit here and honestly say, winning in the WNBA and doing something somewhere for the first time, that's the first time I ever did that. In college, it was expected. Olympics, I mean, we've won 5 golds in a row. It's clearly expected. But the WNBA, we had to really fight and grind for that. And in the city of Seattle, the last time they won was sometime in the 70s. It was the Sonics. So in something like 30 years, they hadn't had a professional team win. And to feel a city embrace you, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
If you don't like the WNBA, that's fine with Sue Bird. But she'd rather not hear about it.
I don't like hockey. Hockey's not a part of my life. I don't watch it. I couldn't tell you 5 players' names if you had a gun to my head, truly. I don't go out there and feel the need to write articles and talk crap about it and say how awful it is and say why I don't like it. And there's something about women's basketball where people feel the need to do that. And I think it has to do with the comparison to the NBA. Oh, they don't do this. They can't do what the men do, when it's a totally different game, you know? And just because you're bigger, faster, stronger doesn't make you a better basketball player. You don't do that in tennis. They don't do that, you know, in golf. They have respect for what Serena Williams does.
She's not ready to retire just yet, but Sue Bird knows how she wants to be remembered.
The only thing that really ever mattered to me was how my teammates viewed me and felt about me. And that doesn't have anything to do with points, rebounds, assists, yada, yada, yada. That's just, you know, being, I don't know, a good person, somebody you can, that can be counted on, you know, somebody that when they looked at you, they knew exactly what they were going to get from you because you delivered that. And you earn that confidence and that respect. And that, to me, was always the most important. It'll remain the most important. And hopefully I help people get better.
Sue Bird's Seattle Storm is struggling to stay off the bottom of the WNBA's Western Conference. Our feature was produced by Doug Tribou. To hear more of our In Their Own Words features, visit onlyagame.org, where you can also find a link to Bill's weekly commentary and all of our features. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at onlyagamenpr. Thanks.